Java Blend is a production of Iowa Public Radio. From the Java House in downtown Iowa City, this is a fresh brewed edition of Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio's Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. You've just walked into the coolest and the coziest coffee house show on the prairie. Every week we feature homegrown and nationally known artists. Our Iowa artists today have a total of nearly 200 years of collective experience in music. Their high-energy acoustic tunes are filled with exquisite instrumental work and thrilling vocal harmonies. Their latest release is titled Catch the Dust. Please welcome, and we love them so much, the Burlington Street Bluegrass Band. It's the Burlington Street Bluegrass Band back on our stage at the Java House in downtown Iowa City for this edition of Java Blend. We love to have them back just to energize us with their brand of music. On our stage, six musicians, as I stated from the outset, nearly 200 years of musical experience. Do you folks keep track of that? Dale, do you keep track of how much?
Most of them are mine.
Most of them. Dale Thomas there on the dobro, Bob Black on the banjo, Al Murphy on the fiddle, Alita Murphy, his wife there on the bass in the back, Joe Peterson mandolin, Mark Wilson on the guitar. They currently make up the Burlington Street Bluegrass Band because there have been other members in this fine band. And I'm trying to think how many years you've been together. Is it a decade? Have you reached a decade?
Not quite a decade. Eight or nine,
says Bob. Dale, do you know any better? You don't know. You just keep going. Okay. What do you have in store for us this hour? Since you're close to a microphone, who can step up to a microphone?
And we'd like very much to do some numbers off of our brand new CD.
Yeah.
We do have copies of that, by the way.
All right.
And a lot of them are originals. The one that we just did was an original that Mr. Bob Black wrote called Not Away Valley Breakdown. And I think next one we're going to do here is on the album as well. And it's one that Mark Wilson wrote. It's the title number of our album. It's called Catch the Dust.
My boyhood home lies deep in the hills, even deeper in time. There's not a trace of that pine-covered place, just as though it only existed in my mind. Catch the dust as it blows. Seasons change and leave you all alone. Catch the dust as it blows. Five acres of good Kansas ground and a family so fine. One summer day they were taken away with the wind that blew across that old Missouri line. Catch the dust as it blows. Who can say just where the east wind goes? Catch the dust as it blows. Seasons and toil through the years, scratch the ground to survive. And every damn day that old breeze seems to say that you're chained to this barren piece of Section 25. Catch the dust as it blows. Seasons change and leave you all alone. Catch the dust as it blows. Now the darkness and fear and doubt assail me, and they won't be driven out, and all my graces fail me. My back is broken, my eyes have grown dim, but I can almost see the day. I'll come back round from this old dusty ground on the wind to a Carolina hilltop far away. Catch the dust as it blows. Who can say just where the west wind goes? Catch the dust as it blows.
Somewhere between your heart and mine, there's a window I can't see through. There's a wall so high, it reaches the sky. Somewhere between me and you, I love you so much, I can't let you go. Sometimes I think you love me, but somewhere between your heart and mine, there's a door without any key. Somewhere between your heart and mine, there's a window I can see through. There's a wall so high, it reaches the sky. Somewhere between me and you. There's a love I can't understand. It's there for a while, and it fades like a smile, and I'm left in the middle again. Somewhere between your heart and mine, there's a window I can't see through. There's a wall so high it reaches the sky. Somewhere between me and you.
Here's Alan to lead us off on a tune called When You're Out of My Arms.
As I write this letter, my darling, my lonely heart is crying for you. For you are my one ray of sunshine. I wonder if you still love me too.
When you're out of my arms, that's when I'm lonely. I'm afraid that you'll find somebody new. So please keep your heart for me lonely. When you're out of my arms, that's when I'm blue.
You love no other, and always in my arms you want to be. But when you're away from me, darling, my lonely heart can never be free.
When you're out of my arms, that's when I'm lonely. I'm afraid that you'll find somebody new. So please keep your heart for me lonely. When you're out of my arms, that's when I'm blue.
I've treasured so long now, I pray someday they will come true. Please don't ever break the vow that you have made. I could never go on without you.
When you're out of my arms, that's when I'm lonely. I pray that's for somebody new. So please keep your heart for me only. When you're out, that's when I'm blue.
Thank you.
So it's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio 1. I'm Ben Kiefer on our stage, six very talented musicians. And I understand now we've got a readjustment here. Bob's going to hook up some gadgetry. It's Dale hooking up some gadgetry. Okay. Is that right, Alita?
Yes, that's right, Ben. Dale is well known for being a steel guitar player, a band leader, and an excellent dobro player, but he's attempting to learn a new instrument right here on the stage. It's a little bit it's a little bit scary for all of us.
I see the scared look on Dale's face.
Yeah.
He's terrified.
I've performed this song 12 times, twice perfectly.
Wow. And this will be the 13th time. Lucky 13.
Friday the 13th, lucky 13.
Let me remind our listeners that if you've just joined us, it's the Burlington Street Bluegrass Band on our stage. Catch the Dust, their title of their latest album. And you can find them performing around Iowa if you're very, very lucky to catch them. They've been performing now for about 10 years. Not only Dale Thomas, Mark Wilson, Alita, and Al Murphy, Joe Peterson, and Bob Black. A lot of talent in this, and just to impress us even further, Dale, tell us the year that you were in your first band, because you're still learning, obviously, with your new thing. So what decade are we in when Dale Thomas has his first band in Iowa?
I joined my first band as a 12-year-old in 1950.
1950?
Yes. It was called the Rainbow Rangers.
Excellent. And how long did that band live?
Until I was a senior in high school, then I started Dale Thomas and the Bandera Boys, which is
a lot of history there. Yeah. And so what are you adding to the sound now? What you've got your
I wrote this little song, a little social comment song.
Okay. And what is it? You've got a cell phone there. What is that? Do you want to explain what that has to do with it, or just go ahead and launch this thing?
I think they'll find out for sure.
Okay, let's try it. Okay, let's hear what this is about.
2, 3, 4. My best friend and his girl drove up into my drive. He couldn't wait to tell me of their plans. Just a couple weeks, but soon be man and wife. He wondered if I'd be his best. I said, excuse me, I've got to take this. You know I'll make this up to you. Excuse me, I've got to take this. Just a second, I'll get right back with you. It was a joyous wedding, and I was his best man. The mood of celebration filled the room. When it came time to give the customary toast, I raised my glasses, here's to the bride. I said, excuse me, I've got a text now. I'm so perplexed how much fun this is. Excuse me, I've got this text here. You know it could be something I better not miss. Then the pastor of our church stopped by the other day. He said there'd be a funeral in 2 days. With the widow by his side, they had just one request. Would I agree to sing a I said, excuse me, I've got this tweet now. I've just been sandbagged by someone's hashtag. Excuse me, now I'm on Twitter. I've learned to fritter my days away. Then my grandson came to visit, asked for some advice. He said, Grandpa, I met this real nice girl. When you and Grandma met, how did you really know? I cleared my throat for my reply. But he said, excuse me, I've got to take this. Did I show you my new iPhone? Excuse me, who could have predicted I'd be so addicted to my ringtone?
Play it again.
It's a hazard to our culture, disaster for our kids. They'd be better off without them by far. With their fingers on the buttons and the wires in their ear, they'll never learn the banjo or guitar. They'll say, excuse me, I've got to take this. Just a second, I'll get right back with you. Excuse me, I've got to take this. Just a second, you know what I'm gonna do. Hey, dude, I got this YouTube here.
Artists like Neil Young, The Band, Emmylou Harris, Iris DeMent, and Bob Dylan have always been important to the sound of IPR Studio One. Rust on the Dial is a new two-hour Americana show spotlighting music influenced by blues, folk, bluegrass, and country. Hear Rust on the Dial on IPR's new 24-hour web stream, weekdays at 5 a.m. and 4 p.m. Tune in at iowapublicradio.org or through IPR's free smartphone app.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. The delight to have the Burlington Street Bluegrass Band on our stage once again this week at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. We specialize in fresh brew performances by homegrown and nationally known artists and have been doing so since 2001. Find out more about our shows. In fact, you can listen to past shows online or download them to your favorite mobile device. All you need to do is go to iowapublicradio.org. It's absolutely free. Downloadable, amazing music. That last one, an original by Dale Thomas. I've got to take this. Is that the title of that? Your gentle critique of our digital age.
That's right.
There are much harsher critiques that I have when I've had three teenagers grow up in my household, and I've said many worse things.
We need to share together.
As do all parents of teenagers, and even. You know, they get them in elementary now, right? They have those cell phones. They're saying, excuse me, I got to take this to their kindergarten teacher, maybe.
I've got a two-year-old great-grandchild who's already learning how to play it.
Yeah.
He can't even talk.
Let's go back to music. What do you got for us next? Who wants to step up and introduce this next one?
This is one called All of It With You. It's kind of a love song, sort of. Till you get to the end. Ready? One, two, three.
Well, I love being stranded on the surface of a sphere with you, and I love breathing oxygen in this here atmosphere with you, and if you ask politely, I'd share my beer with you. I can't believe I found someone who wants to spend her time with me. I look at you and look at me and cry out, holy criminy. Can the woman not hear or smell or see? And through all my days and all my nights and all my joys and all my frights, how I wish with all my might to be with you. I want to spend all of it with you. Bike or ride a bus with you, and if we're in a public place, I love to cause a fuss with you, and if you ask profanely, I'd even cuss with you. Hamburgers! I wonder if you'll stay with me if I do things unspeakable, and when I'm 90 and I find I'm no longer unleakable, will you find the time to even speak to me? All my days and all my nights and all my joys and all my frights, how I wish with all my might to be with you. I want to spend all of it with you. All my nights and joys and all my frights. How I wish with all my might to be with you. I wanna spend all of it with you. Well, maybe every minute is a little much of you. I wanna spend most of it with you. On the other hand, I can be quite a nincompoop. I wanna spend a lot of it with you. Although it would be nice to have a holiday or two, I wanna spend some of it with you. That's it. I want to spend some of it with you.
Here's a little ballad that when I was learning it, I don't get too emotional, but I had a tear or two just because of this song. Everybody ready? One, two. Slowly the long day turned to night. Soon they'll turn off prison lights. Here in my cell, I'm making plans to be at home with you again. These walls and bars can't hold a dreaming man. So I'll be home tonight. Tuck the babies in. You can love my body, but not my mind. And I'll break out again tonight.
This is another one that I wrote. It was really written around some wordplay double talk, and then I had to make up a chorus to fit with it. So there's not much to it. Some people think there's more to it than meets the eye. There's less. It's called If You Knew.
You'd know that I knew it too, and we could get on with this time around. It's as if it's already happened. Yes, it's only a matter of time until you know what I know that you knew, and we could get on, have a good time. Saw what I've seen that you'll see, then you'd see me look back in surprise. For I have not foreseen that you'll see what I've seen until the next time you look in my eyes. It's as if it's already happened. Yes, it's only a matter of time until you see what I've seen that you'll see when you finally look in my eyes. Please don't try to understand it. Just keep gazing in my eyes, and you'll see the mysteries of time and space and love collide. See what the future will be if we live it, we take our own time. Yes, let's just see what the future will be if we live it, we take our own time.
We're going to do an old-time fiddle tune right now and have Alan lead us off on it. It's called The Black Hawk Waltz.
Thank you.
an old pop tune brought back in the bluegrass style. This one called It's a Heartache. We'll capo up and be ready to go here.
It's a heartache, nothing but a heartache. Hits you when it's too late, hits you when you're down. It's a fool's game, nothing but a fool's game. Standing in the cold rain, feeling like a clown. It ain't right with love to share when you find she doesn't care for you. It ain't right to need someone the way that I depended on you. It's a heartache, nothing but a heartache. Hits you when it's too late, hits you when you're down. It's a fool's game, nothing but a fool's game. Standing in the cold rain, feeling like a clown. When you find she doesn't care for you, it ain't right to need someone the way that I depended on you. It's a heartache, love her till your arms ache, then it's too late. That's when she let you down. It's a fool's game, nothing but a fool's game. Standing in the cold rain, feeling like a clown. It's a heartache.
If you miss any of your favorite weekend Studio One shows, hear them weekday afternoons at iowapublicradio.org. The Folk Tree is heard Monday at 1 p.m., Java Blend Tuesday at 1 and Friday at 3 p.m., and Backtracks Thursdays at 1 p.m. You can also hear Mountain Stage, American Roots, Thistle and Shamrock, and more on IPR's new 24-hour web stream. Download IPR's free app at Google Play or the iTunes Store.
It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. Coming to the end, though, we've got several songs to go from the Burlington Street Bluegrass Band. Catch the Dust is their latest CD. All six of them, the current members, are on our stage. Mark Wilson, Dale Thomas, Bob Black, Al and Alita Murphy, and Joe Peterson. So much talent on this stage, I'm surprised it doesn't just fall through the floor into the basement. But fortunately, talent is a fairly weightless commodity, so it does stay out of the basement. We just hear it, right? it weighs on our eardrums in a very pleasant way. I guess we could say that way. While you're tuning up for the next few tunes, I wanted to mention, you know, you have so many accolades. We could spend an entire hour talking about what each of you have done musically and otherwise. Let me throw out a few that our listeners may not be aware of. Dale, an inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mark Wilson, has been tapped by several professional theater companies as both a musician and an actor. What's the favorite role that you've played, Mark?
We did a Woody Guthrie play, and I got to play the medium-age Woody.
Medium-age Woody.
Yeah.
Joe Peterson, a two-time runner-up in the prestigious Telluride Bluegrass Festival on his sweet-sounding mandolin there. Let's see what else. Al Murphy, named Master for the Iowa Arts Council Apprenticeship Program now 5 times. Excellent there. Bob Black, of course, a former member of the Bill Monroe's Bluegrass Boys. That was in the mid-70s, I think, yeah. Bob, he traveled all over the world with Bill Monroe. Also a recipient of the Iowa Arts Council Traditional Arts Award. I'm missing someone I know in this list. Alita Murphy, you have earned the name from your fans, The Hammer, I understand. Now, you work on the acoustic bass there. Is that because of your musical work or because you hammer these guys into line when they step out, which...
I'm sure it's because of my playing, Ben, not because of my personality at all.
Let me ask you this. We've certainly got a number of new fans who perhaps are listening to this broadcast, hearing you for the very first time. How do people find out more about the Burlington Street Bluegrass Band?
We play at the Mill twice a month, Ben, the second and fourth Wednesdays of every month. So
the Mill in Iowa City. So just look that up, the Mill in Iowa City. Give them a call or look them up online to find out when the Burlington Street Bluegrass Band plays. Okay, still going strong after about a decade of being together. We've got a few more minutes, a few more tunes. What do you got next for us?
It's an instrumental called the Coralville Dam.
Christian, please sing.
we're going to stray from the set list a little bit here.
Oh, no.
I want Alita to hammer out an introduction to us to this next song on her bass here, and that'll show you why they call her the Hammer.
This is a gospel song that Bob wrote that we like just a whole lot, so hope you like it too. It's called The Road to Glory Land. Ready?
I'm on a long, long road and it leads to glory land. I'm on a long, long road and it leads to glory land. I never know what's around the next bend, so I'm putting my trust in God's hands. I'm on a long, long road and it leads to glory land.
Finishing up our hour with the Burlington Street Bluegrass Band on our stage, six musicians, Alan, Alita Murphy, Joe Peterson, Bob Black, Dale Thomas, and Mark Wilson, sounding great with all those strings. And as we said at the outset, nearly 200 years of musical experience in this group. A lot of strings. Did we count up the number of strings in this band? That maybe would be another way to quantify this. You haven't done that, have you, Joe?
No.
No. It stumped you. You'd run out of, there are a lot of strings. They sound in to be in great harmony. I want to thank Jim Davies, our on-site sound engineer, Phil Moss, our technical producer, Mitch McAndrew, our assistant producer. It's Java Blend from Iowa Public Radio Studio One. I'm Ben Kiefer. We specialize in fresh brewed performances by homegrown and nationally known artists. We've been doing it for quite a few years, not as long as these folks have been doing their music. Back in 2001, we started Java Blend. Our shows are recorded before a live audience most Friday afternoons of the year at the Java House in downtown Iowa City. Find out more about our upcoming events and our broadcasts, and make sure you do download a few of your favorite concerts. All of our concerts are now downloadable, or you can listen to them online. Go to iowapublicradio.org. You got a couple more tunes to round out the hour with us? Let's talk to the hammer, because I know who runs this operation now. The hammer. What the hammer says is what the band does. Alita.
We'd like to let Joe Peterson, Smokin' Joe, lead us off on one here, Ben. He hasn't had the opportunity to do that yet this hour, so here's Joe to lead us off on a good old bluegrass number called the Bluegrass Stomp. Thank you.
that little foot jar of the ground. Goodbye, Liza Jane. Oh, how I love her, ain't that a shame? Oh, how I love her, goodbye, Liza Jane. Rabbit, chase that squirrel, goodbye, goodbye. Chase that pretty girl around the world, goodbye, Liza Jane. Oh, how I love her, ain't that a shame? Oh, how I love her, goodbye, Liza Jane. Wheels off and the axles dragging, goodbye, goodbye. You can ride him a little red wagon, goodbye, Liza Jane. Oh, how I love her, ain't that a shame? Oh, how I love her, goodbye, Liza Jane.